Europe had its first Wild River National Park. The Jussa River flows unimpeded from Albania to Adriatic Sea for a massive distance. However, in spite of being less populated compared to India, it took more than a decade to prioritize protection against the lucrative hydropower gold rush. The country recognized that renewable energy doesn't mean you can renew and regenerate the biodiversity in the catchment of the river, and decided that it is of utmost importance to set an example by saving the pristine forest and river landscape along this river. In the Himalayan district of Uttarakhand, India, there are many rivers arising from the glaciers and flowing downstream to supply water to the various catchment of rivers. Dhauli Ganga is one such river that is a tributary of the Kali River and flows in Pithoragarh. Pithoragarh is definitely ecological and historically rich, but is also sensitive due to its geographic location. The closeness to the Tibet border makes it politically sensitive, yet the being majorly in western Himalayan alpine scrub and meadows and Kali Basin provide ecological connectivity across borders. The altitudinal variation of the district ranges from 4,000 meter to 7,000 meter, covering geographical belts like the Zanskar Range, Great Himalaya, Kali Basin, Gori Ganga Basin and Saryu Ganga, Ram Ganga Basin. However, being eco-sensitive both ecologically and topographically, the proposed dams in the region suggest that concerns are probably overlooked. The proposed Pancheshwar Dam in the Indo-Nepal border will bring not only a hindrance to the river flow but also to animal movement, and would submerge many villages in the seismicity susceptible region. This year, residents of Dharchula town in Pithoragarh picked up the protest against Bokong Baling hydroelectric project in the Dharma Valley. The major concern is the submergence of many villages, displacement and skepticism post Joshimath crisis. The concerns of residents are based on massive climatic change effects seen in the Himalayas and the natural disaster frequenting in various Himalayan states. However, what is the difference between Indian rivers and Jussa conservation? Conserving a river should have been much easier in India, where the religious and cultural value of river is ingrained in festivals and the livelihood of citizens. But still, river conservation gained attention only when pollution in the river is harmful to the health of humans and soil, or the construction of the dam is bringing displacement of people or bringing ecological damage in the region. Concern to clean Ganga started when the first time a fire was detected in the Holi River due to pollution, and raised concern about the prevention of pollution in the river. Narmada Bachao started with human rights, that raised with the displacement of villages and followed by ecological concerns. Tehri Dam protest was also started for the human rights of displaced villages. The protests have always started for human right and not actually for the right of the river to free flow. Personally, I feel this win of declaring the first Wild River National Park is not limited to just protecting a river. The idea behind the conservation being free flow and wild nature preservation is significant. It's important to protect and provide a right to live without thinking about its importance on the earth. This protection celebrates the mere existence of the river. It has given a reason to protect other rivers without thinking much about the benefits being provided by the river. The protest against dams in India should not only be about the rights of locals and concerns about natural calamity, but it should always be combined with the right to the free flow of the river. Wouldn't that concern be the primary for the pristine and religious significant river?